One of America's most prolific writers has died. Evan Hunter, who also wrote under the name Ed McBain, published scores of novels, short stories, plays, and film scripts over 50 years. His fiction laid the groundwork for such primetime television crime shows as Hill Street Blues, and his own audience numbers in the many millions. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, was a fan from the beginning, and he has this appreciation.
My personal relationship with Evan Hunter began 50 years ago with the publication of the paperback edition of his novel Blackboard Jungle. It opened up another world to me, a world both familiar and yet compulsively strange. The story of Rick Dadier, a new teacher in a high school filled with violent, antisocial, anti-education students, his struggle to try and do his job against all odds, I couldn't put the book down. I walked all over Perth Amboy, New Jersey, carrying that book with me, holding it up in front of me as I walked through my day. That high school in the novel, it was my world, only slightly exaggerated. Mr. Dadier, or Daddio, as his students addressed him, he was my hero. But then, so were the students, those raucous, some of them psychopathic hot rodders who roamed the halls of the school looking for trouble and revved up their souped-up cars in the streets outside. In 1955, the movie version opened. It starred Glenn Ford and Sidney Poitier. We lined up for tickets, hundreds of teenagers strong. When the show ended, there was a near riot outside the old Majestic Theater in downtown Perth Amboy as hundreds of us teenagers poured back out onto the streets. "Hey, Daddy-o," we shouted at passing strangers, and with the music of Bill Haley and the Comets playing Rock Around the Clock reverberating in our heads, some of us jumped onto the hoods and then roofs of the cars. "Hey, Daddy-o," we screamed until the cops arrived and we ran away. Multiply me tens of thousands of times, and you can see that Evan Hunter had quite an audience. Around the same time, he came out with a novel called Cop Hater, signed with the pen name Ed McBain. He conjured up a major metropolis, like New York City in just about every way except its name, with its streets peppered with criminals and its 87th precinct staffed by cops and detectives who would live on for five decades in novel after novel in what became America's first modern crime fiction series, about 50 of these books alone. And dozens of other novels, what he called his straight books, signed Evan Hunter. He worked a 10-hour day almost every day of the year, or so the lore would have it, and well rewarded for his labors, though, as it almost always happens with writers who go back and forth between genre fiction and mainstream writing, he felt terribly frustrated and misunderstood, as he talked about in a 2001 interview with NPR's Linda Wertheimer.
It always annoyed me when, for example, if I wrote an Evan Hunter novel with the word crime or criminal in the title, it was automatically treated like a mystery novel, even though there are vast differences between a mystery novel and a straight novel. And I always wanted to explain, I really was desperate to explain the difference to critics who never seemed to understand the difference.
That glimpse behind the curtain, as a writer, I have to sympathize with him. As a reader, I can only say, whatever it takes. Mr. Hunter or Mr. McBain, thanks for those magical afternoons all those many years ago when I wandered the streets of Perth Amboy in a dream of your making. Hey, Daddy-o, thanks.
Alan Chews, remembering writer Evan Hunter, who died yesterday of cancer at the age of 78.